Cornwallis's army settles into an encampment surrounding the village. He takes over the house of Thomas Polk, founder of Charlotte, who has made himself scarce, as his headquarters. Including militia and camp followers, around 4,000 people, more than three times the amount in the state's largest city at the time, Wilmington, spread out as far as you can see in all four directions, many building brush huts for shelter. Cornwallis regularly sends out foraging parties, including many free blacks and escaped slaves, to load up supplies. At Polk's mill, they find 25,000 pounds of flour, according to a lieutenant. But the foragers are constantly harassed by local militia. See the Battle of the Bees page for an example. To protect the foraging parties and cattle drivers, Lord Rawdon takes half the army out one day, and Colonel James Webster the other half the next, a British officer wrote. Even within the camp, sentries are subject to Patriot sniping. Along with the army is Royal Governor Josiah Martin, run out of the state, still a province to him, in 1776. He uses a traveling printing press to issue a proclamation on October 3 informing citizens that His Majesty, moved by the most tender and paternal of concern and regard for the misery and sufferings of his people, under the intolerable yoke of arbitrary power imposed by the tyranny of the rebel Congress upon his freeborn subjects, hath been pleased to send an army to their aid and relief. He calls for able-bodied men to join them and sends riders throughout the state with copies to little results. In part, that is because Patriot militia surrounding the town captured many of the messengers. On October 7, a large Patriot militia force surprises and destroys a British Loyalist army of 900 on King's Mountain across the border in South Carolina. The father of two Patriots at the battle is picked up by the British and taken to be questioned by Cornwallis on Thursday, October 12. He claims to Whig commanders later that he tells Cornwallis the victors are headed this way. They aren't. Cornwallis supposedly speaks to Rawdon, and in a few minutes, the drums began to beat arms throughout the camp, and a retreat commenced which continued all night in the utmost confusion, and as fast as wagons stalled or broke down, they were ordered to be set on fire. Tarleton confirms the rush, saying, The British rear guard destroyed or left behind near 20 wagons loaded with supplies for the army, a printing press, and other stores belonging to public departments, and the knapsacks of the light infantry and his legion. Cornwallis retreats back the way he came to Winnsboro, South Carolina. A town resident claims to hear Cornwallis say as he readies to leave, Let's get out of here. This place is a damned hornet's nest. The term, possibly inspired by the Battle of the Bees, is taken up proudly by area residents. It is reflected in the city's crest and in the name of its professional basketball team, the Hornets. Please follow the walking instructions under A Continental Camp and click its audio clip.